The second method, parabuccal speech, exemplified by the following patient, demonstrates what excellent speech can be produced by this unique method. However, as this method of speech is very difficult to learn, it is not generally used in the rehabilitation of patients. In principle, air is collected on one side of the mouth, between the cheek and teeth, and driven by muscular contraction toward the oral cavity, thus causing the buccal mucous membranes to vibrate, producing sound.
As a child's play, I learned a method of speech without the larynx by making an air break with my cheeks and producing a sound by emptying this air between my teeth into the mouth. I suffered from a bad infection in the larynx, which made tracheotomy necessary. And after that, some plastic operations to restore the function of the larynx. Meanwhile, the larynx was obstructed for some time by a dilator, which was used to hold a piece of skin on its place. You will hear the basic sound mixture when I compress the air break in my cheek without any articulation in this way. Ah, or in this way. Ah. It is not possible for me to pronounce a real phrase. So, for instance, I cannot say correctly the name of the Dutch town where this film is made, Arnhem. I can also sing a little bit. God save our noble king, long live our gracious king, God save the king.
In show business, people are constantly looking for new voices to amuse the public. In the following recording, a voice is created by an artist which bears resemblance to parabuccal speech. Of course, we are not able to say exactly how far the singer is still using his normal voice.
I just found joy. I was happy as a baby boy. There's another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Norway. She's got a pair of eyes. It'll bite her than the summer sky. Naughty, naughty, no.
Yep.